After signing the final part of his Blueprint for Prosperity package into law, Governor Walker made a number of stops touting the economic benefits he hopes will come from his latest round of tax cuts.
We've signed into law $500 million worth of property and income tax relief. On top of that, next Tuesday, we'll be putting in place more than $300 million worth of withholding tax relief.
Walker contrasted his efforts to cut taxes with the Minnesota legislature's decision to raise taxes by around $2 billion on businesses and individuals.
I'm proud to say with the law we signed into effect today, taxes in this state, the tax burden of the hardworking taxpayers in this state in the last 3 years has gone down by $2 billion.
Despite the difference in tax policy, Minnesota is leading Wisconsin in job creation, according to the latest quarterly economic census data. Walker says that can be attributed to the Twin Cities metro area outperforming Milwaukee. But Walker says he's hopeful that continuing to reduce the tax burden on individual taxpayers, small businesses, and corporations will mean more spending and economic activity.
In each of those cases, if you lower that cost burden, that's money they can reinvest in new capital purchases, new equipment, new technologies. Those are all things that ultimately lead to people working, and they can create more jobs that way.
Walker says he plans on further reducing income taxes when he starts crafting his next biennial budget. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.